Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, so when you're putting together a roster and you have a salary cap and you go all in for a certain thing, and the Lions went all in for pass defense yesterday with huge expenditures towards a nickel cornerback and a pass rushing defensive end, or he's not just a pass rusher. I shouldn't call him that. A very good defensive end. When you, if you quote unquote overpay at one to, you know, get really strong in one area, you got to try and make it work on the cheap in another. To make people, you know, kind of an analogy, remember when the Tigers had massive money sunk into starting pitchers and in the everyday lineup? Where were they always trying to piece it together and do it without, even though they didn't have a cap, they had a budget, they were always trying to piece it together in the bullpen, remember? And they didn't have the huge expenditures in the bullpen. So where are they going to go on the cheap with this year's roster? I think it's running back. And I think we might need to open our eyes to the fact that Zach Zenner could be their number two running back. Because they have to save some money on some position group. If you go Kerryon Johnson, Zach Zenner, theoretic, if that's your 1-2-3, are you comfortable with that? And I'm personally not. I don't think it's the worst decision ever, but there is a huge Zach Zenner fan base out there that have always said this guy needs more carries. And if he's their number two running back, he'll get more carries.
Yeah, I have a feeling that Theoretic is going to be a cap casualty.
He makes
shortly
quite a bit of money.
Yeah, he makes 3.45 in base salary, and he's got a signing bonus that pays him almost another $1 million. So you're looking $4.5 million for a player who is basically now he's a third down back,
yep,
which is kind of what he's been, but he's had his occasions where he's run the ball a little more. But you want to save money, you could let Theo go, draft the running back in the mid rounds.
Yep.
And there you have it. Or use that same money that you're going to drop him for and pick up a free agent, because there's still plenty of free agent running backs out there. And he could add to that market. The other one that's going to be a interesting watch is Marv Jones. And what happens with Marv Jones? He's been much talked about as a potential tradable asset that the Lions have. He's going to make a little over $8 million. He's got a $9 million cap hit right now for this season. So if they could find a way to move him out, that creates even more space. But look, space is great if you're going to go ahead and sign players, but they don't have to sign players. Some of this is done. You got to think long-term as well. And that's another area where you could make it up. If you drop Marv Jones, but you draft N'Keal Harry in the second round.
Yeah.
Okay. Right? I mean, you're getting a rookie contract. It's not even $1 million, more than likely. You just saved a ton of cash that way, and you're looking for next year as well in the offseason.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see, because they're going to have to save money somewhere. And my early speculation, it is on running back. All right, Gator, we got a good one here, an interesting one. This is an NFL mock draft.
Oh.
With trades.
Oh, well, we do love the trades.
Courtesy of CBS Sports. Ready?
Yes.
With the first pick, we have a trade.
Already?
Yep. The Arizona Cardinals have traded with the Oakland Raiders.
The Raiders go to the top spot and the Cardinals go to four?
The Cardinals drop back to four. They get Oakland's pick at 24 and a second round pick next year.
Wow. I would absolutely do that if it was Arizona.
With the first pick, the Oakland Raiders select Kyler Murray, quarterback, Oklahoma.
All right.
So now you're pairing Murray with Antonio Brown. Welcome to Vegas, baby.
And Derek Carr.
49ers at number two.
Nick Bosa?
Dan Patton take Nick Bosa, edge rusher, Ohio State. At three, the Jets.
Wow. Jets who now have Le'Veon Bell. They go with Sam Darnold. Quinnen Williams.
The Jets select Josh Allen, edge rusher, Kentucky.
Okay.
At four, here are the Cardinals.
Yep.
Traded out of the number one spot for Oakland's pick at 24 and a pick at in the second round in 2020. The Cardinals now select Quinnen Williams, defensive lineman.
Okay.
Alabama. Which brings us to five and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And we have a trade.
Another trade.
Yep. Tampa has traded from 5 to 8.
The Lions move up to 5?
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
Are they getting my boy?
Slow down. Slow down.
Because this is where I think he goes.
Lions have to move up to get the guy they want.
I don't know how I feel about that if it's my boy.
The Lions
What's
give
the
up,
trade?
The Lions give up their pick at 8. And they're pick at 43 in the second round. And in return, get the pick at 5 and the Buccaneers pick at 70.
They are getting aggressive. The aggressiveness continues this offseason.
So they get the Bucs' third round pick and their first round pick for giving up a first and a second. I don't like it. I'm interested to see who it is that this person feels that the Lions will have taken.
The pick is in. The Detroit Lions, after trading up to 5, select
Dwayne Haskins.
Dwayne Haskins, quarterback, Ohio State.
Wow. Wow.
It just hit me. The only thing you're going to trade up for would be a franchise player. Careful. You got to take it easy.
I promise
you. You don't do that. Yeah, see? And turn your microphone off when you cough. That helps. So, seriously, do you turn the microphone off when you cough?
No, you can't be doing that, man. You're not ready for that.
No.
You're right, but I got excited. Wow.
You're interesting. You said you got excited.
Well, I got excited about the whole scenario. Because
you don't want to.
I want Dwayne Haskins. I like Dwayne Haskins. Dwayne Haskins is my favorite quarterback in this draft. I don't like trading up to get him.
If you were there at 8, you wouldn't take him.
It would depend who was gone, but probably not. Look, remember when this whole thing started back in October and how far wildly ahead of the curve we were? Hey, Dwayne Haskins, early projections, people say mid-round pick. Lions should go 3rd, maybe 2nd round. This guy's totally worth it.
Yeah, well.
Well, before long, he was top 10. But here's what the writer for CBS Sports writes, a guy, R.J. White. Out of left field, perhaps, but the Lions did meet with Haskins at the Combine, then spent free agency throwing gobs of money at players like Trey Flowers, Justin Coleman, and Jesse James. It sure seems like they're laying the foundation to make a run, and a blueprint in the current NFL is to do it with a rookie deal quarterback. I'd expect Matthew Stafford to remain the starter in 2019 and hit the trade block the next offseason. So what do you make of this? Now, this is, remember when we were talking about Kyler Murray being on the board at 8, and you were like, I'd endorse them taking it in the back of my mind, go, what the hell are they doing?
Right.
I like it. What the hell are they doing? Is this the same way?
I just don't like the trade part. I don't like them trading up to do it. But I realize that's the only way they're going to do it, to get Dwayne Haskins. See, Dwayne Haskins, to me, is the safer of the picks between he and Kyler Murray. But Kyler Murray seems like he's got the higher upside. You know, if you hit on Kyler Murray, you're hitting on Kyler. I don't know. I just don't feel like Dwayne Haskins has that star power potential as much. I don't know.
So here's what happens after that. Montez Sweat goes with the next pick to the Giants, when everybody knows they're going to take Rashawn Gary. the Jags take Juwan Taylor, offensive tackle from Florida. The Buccaneers now at 8 after trading up with the Lions so the Lions could take Dwayne Haskins. The Buccaneers take Brian Burns, the edge rusher from Florida State. Drew Locke goes to the Redskins with the next pick. Devin White to the Broncos at 10. Ed Oliver to the Bengals at 11. TJ Hockenstuff to the Packers at 12. Cleveland Farrell to the Dolphins at 13. Falcons go Gary. Other interesting picks, DK Metcalf. Wait,
who's at 15?
15 is the Bills.
So they trade with the Redskins.
They trade with the Redskins and take Jonah Williams. So the Redskins, did I miss a trade here? Or the Redskins traded?
They must have traded with the Bills. Yeah. What about the second part of that trade for Arizona? Who then they take at 24?
They took A.J. Brown, the wide receiver from Ole Miss. It's really interesting, isn't it?
It is interesting.
So there's a lot of Stafford hate out there. Would you do this? That is, I think, easily the most fascinating mock draft we've come across yet. A mock draft with trades from CBS Sports and a writer named R.J. White, who has the Lions making a trade out of the spot at 8, right? Everybody trade down, trade down, trade down. Well, here you go. Oh, wait, trade up. What? Yep, Lions move from 8 to 5 to take Dwayne Haskins. 248-539-9797. Gator, in the realm of feasibility, the realm of possibility, is this a zero? I don't call 0%? It a
0%.
I don't call it a zero.
Or is zero out of...
0% chance of happening. I don't think it's a zero.
I think it's a zero.
Kang, you think it's a zero? They did meet with Haskins, right?
That's why I don't think it's a zero.
That's why
I know I don't a lot think of smoke screens are out there with fake interviews. I don't think that was a fake, completely fake interview. I have it above 0%.
I do too.
1%?
Yeah.
I think we're in between 2% and skim milk.
It's not what I would call likely, but I think all things should be on the table. And this one is damn intriguing. 248-539-9797. Ray on a cell. You're on 97.1 ticket. Hi, Ray.
Hi, how you guys? I listen to you every day.
Well, thanks,
Ray.
I like it. Okay. I'm looking at the way the Lions have done so far. They've plugged up 4 holes with plug-in players, which I think is fine. I think they got a couple more holes that they got to fill. One is offensive lineman. The other is a running back. And possibly another corner or a linebacker. Now, that's where I think the direction's going to go in the draft. Which one depends on the player that's there. I linebacker is what I'm looking at. I think that's going to be their number one draft choice.
Well, that would likely be Devin White out of LSU.
Yes, or the one corner would be it. That young corner that would be great, too. A lot of speed.
Greedy Williams.
Yes, Greedy Williams. Either one of those two, I think. I like the way they're looking at plugging holes. Before, they used to try to go get a star, and they get a star, and they had all these other holes. Now the Lions are plugging holes, which I think they had. That's their must.
Well, I mean, I think they paid some guys like they expect them to be stars. They paid Trey Flowers like they expect them to be stars. He's got one of the biggest contracts in the history of the position.
Okay, but what I'm looking at those type of star would be like the running back from Pittsburgh. He could fill the running hole, and he also could fill a receiving hole. That's the kind of star they used to do.
I'm growing increasingly suspicious that they're going to try and get away. They're going to have to go cheap somewhere. In a cap world, if you overextend in one area, you have to, for lack of a better term, underextend somewhere else. And in this case, I'm growing exceedingly curious if their Zach Zenner plan is that their number one back is Kerryon Johnson and their number two back is Zach Zenner. I mean, that makes me wonder. Last 4 games of the year last year, he got 10, 22, 30, 41 carries and averaged over 4.5 yards a carry and scored 3 touchdowns. Now, his workload was increased. Kerryon was out. We all know what happened, but...
Yeah, the Green Bay game is whatever.
Yeah. It is. But they're going to have to go cheap somewhere. I don't know if this is the worst decision in the world. And you could say, they can't possibly do it. Then tell me somewhere else that they're going to have to go cheap. Do you want it to be O-line?
Well, I think they go cheap in 2 positions on offense. You can go cheap off as the wide receiver if you were to move Marv Jones. I think you can draft a wide receiver early. If you want to go in the second round, they can get a lot of good receivers in the second round.
Okay.
You could waive Theo Riddick and then draft a running back in the fourth round, which I could see. I could see both of those scenarios.
Saves them some money.
It saves them a lot of money. It saves them $14 million.
But then you've got a rookie unknown.
Yeah.
Zach Zenner and Kerryon Johnson. That's some thin ice.
Well, yeah, at running back, yeah. I'm okay with that.
Okay. Fair enough. 248-539-9797.
Because running back is one of those positions you can hit the ground, no pun intended, but you hit the ground running and get your NFL career off to a pretty good start as a running back. That's the skill position that you expect production as a rookie. Whereas a quarterback, you expect the growing pains as a quarterback. Wide receivers, it's very rare that you see someone like an Odell Beckham Jr. come out and play as well as he did. I mean, Calvin didn't have that great of a rookie season when you look back at it.
Here's feedback coming up in the mock draft that we just had with CBS Sports having the Lions trading out of the pick at 8. That's right, trading up to number 5 and taking Dwayne Haskins. From JD, I'm not wild about moving up, but the idea of the Lions leapfrogging Valeni's Giants to get the quarterback after the offseason New York's had would be hilarious.
That really would be funny.
I would take him at 8, but he probably won't drop to 8. That's from Eric at work. Moving up for Haskins wouldn't be my favorite, but I wouldn't be mad either. Haskins is a productive quarterback and could replace Stafford when the time comes. Love his accuracy. On the mock, wouldn't do it. Next year's quarterback class is better. That is true. That I kind of agree with.
Well, next year you've got a kid from Georgia who could come out as a junior.
Jake Fromm.
Yeah, Jake Fromm, and you have Tua Tagovailoa. And there's always a couple more that'll be... turning some heads.
No way the Lions go Haskins. Seat is too hot for Quinn and Matty Patty to not get an immediate impact guy. That's from BG, and that's a valid point. They are operating in a win-now mode, and that would be – Haskins would be a move clearly for the future.
All right, win-now mode. Do you drop Riddick and sign Mark Ingram?
I don't know. Since it's the first time I've thought of it, let me give it some thought.
Well, because Mark Ingram was a name apparently the Lions were interested in before they signed Zenner, which is strange that those are the two you're comparing each other to. But you got Zenner on the real cheap. You got Kerryon Johnson still on the cheap because of his rookie status, his rookie contract. I would imagine you could get Mark Ingram somewhere between $4 and $6 million a year.
Yeah, I might. I might. No way they make that trade up move now. They've gone all in on defense and still need an outside cornerback. Drafting that cornerback or trading down would be more likely. That's from Mike. Do it. If we're going all in, let's not be half-assed at this point. 8-5. I'm sold. Stafford's days are numbered. Go for it. No more losing culture. Stafford doesn't buy in. Get a rookie who might. I'll take it. Buy in. All in. That's from Joe. I'm not sure that Stafford isn't buying in, but I understand and appreciate your enthusiasm for this trade. From an unnamed texter, I, for one, am absolutely turned on by that mock draft. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Will on a cell. Hi, Will.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Will.
Oh, hey, I was looking at what the signings and what Quinn has done over the last couple of years. He's really saved a lot of money. I don't think anybody's really looking at that point. For example, you know, he got real Lang at 9.5, and he signed Ibushi for $2 million. So Tate at 8.3, Amendola 4.2. Ebron, $8 million, James, 5.7. Ansa, $17 million. Flowers, only 6.4 the first year. Then he got rid of Quinn, Shedd, and Lawson at $14.5 million, and Coleman at $9 million. So he saved another $5 million there. It amounts to about $29 million. He plugged those same holes with guys who are more Patriot-oriented, and he saved a lot of money. I think he did a great job as a general manager. And it kind of looks like they're because the three guys that are defensive backs versus the one guy that they signed in Coleman, it looks like they need defensive backs. So I would say in the draft they're going to lean that way.
I think you've had some fun with some of the math there a little bit, but you're pretty accurate with what you said. I think with these free agent signings they've made, it looks real clear this first year that it's not much of a cap expenditure. That'll change next year.
Yep.
So I don't know if you're just shuffling. It's that shell game, as you like to talk about, with the money in the NFL, and it always is. But the contract with Trey Flowers looks like that's an easier one to get out of after three seasons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.